was asked to come and more or less be the expert witness, or what you would call it. And he brought back word that he would never be in a committee with a certain named tennisman. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Some of it's documents, so the planking of Stennis.
Yes, Stennis was the first to plank to award me, I think.
Mm. Why would that be? Why would it be the first? The particularly forward-thinking lot there.
It's also the smallest parish.
Well, Raven was the smallest and Stennis the next.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that actually.
1666, the planking of Gluston. One man objected, saying it is last in the line, yet less than he should. Eventually, he got an order from the Stuart Depute for taking trial of in the late wrongest procedure in an ongoing holy that lately has said warren a bit. Anyway, 6 men were assembled from Stennis, Senwick, and the Found. To be the difference of a man's fathom, which was chosen to measure the line, his reach being a tenth part more than an ordinary fathom, where the ground was formerly measured. A fathom 6 feet was usually measured by the span of an adult man's arms, and it's usually correct for 1 inch or 2. This is 7 inches more. It must have been a large man. And then in 1667, there's another planking. No comment.
There's a painting in the council collection of I think it's a Kurt Camandun by where Highland Park is, and you can see the red mark on the across where it would be at the term.
But the my own family history goes back a bit, but it's relatively easy to refer to one man and his brother-in-law. They were continually fallen out over boundaries and gone to court. So the court papers, you get the ancestry.
I'm just wondering how these things were managed. I mean, how did, you know, the folk, was it a parish that decided to do something like that, or was it?
Yes, I think so.
And would that be the same thing that would work when they would get, like, the threshing mill in and things like that? Would it be a parish decision? Or
but, this is far before the threshing mill. Mm-hmm. It would be threshing with flails at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm just wondering how it would work. You know, how people made decisions like that. Was there a group of prominent farmers, or was there was it something everybody had tuppence worth into?
Was the term the law right man? And so on, there seems to be sort of recognised...
Well,
men of the parish who were of sort of standing, and I suppose recognised as...
Well, roughly like the Scotch J.B., somebody recognised as being of standing to make decisions.
Would that be a farmer then, or would it be just...
Because everybody was pretty much farmers then.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody was farmers, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
This was an Ice Easter man in my ancestry, and Harry, there was Lorick man.
Yes, and you see things about them, like investigating crimes, more or less, isn't it? Some search of houses and things, stolen.
So what are we assuming, that's some kind of knockdown from the Norse system then?
Oh yes, the Lorick man was a Norse system, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
The Scots then.
Uh-huh. So that kind of just kept going, that is interesting.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm trying to think how late I've seen reference to that.
Well, the 1700s,
anyway, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the
Rundig
was there, but...
Well, fading away, it was,
yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You can still see signs of the hill dike that's set with it.
Yes, but that's more than...
Yes, more than
the hill dike was more or less, well, you... There... All the grazing animals were put outside the hill dike when the crops were growing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you see them, you still see remnants of the hill dike.
Yeah. So when did the kind of improvements, you know, when they reclaimed the hill and from the heather and things like that, was that something that was always going on?
Well, it was always going on. You see,